Yellowknife RCMP cordoned off part of 45th Street near Franklin Avenue Wednesday morning due to a collision involving one of its vehicles and a pedestrian overnight. According to a release from police, officers were dispatched to the Salvation Army the day before because of a disturbance complaint. When they arrived, they spoke with a man that staff wanted removed from the building. That was confirmed by Tony Brushett, executive director at the Salvation Army, who told NNSL Media that a staff member in the building called police at some point overnight. Officers were able to settle things down, stated the release, and the man in question left the building on his own. At the same time, officers were told about a second person connected to an unrelated issue and that person was taken into custody by police. Once the handcuffed person was placed into the back of a police vehicle, the first man police spoke to was struck by the vehicle. Officers began first aid and paramedics were called. The man was taken to hospital and it's not known what sort of injuries he has, if any. The matter is still under investigation, stated the release, but a review of video from the incident suggested that the man had laid down in front of the police vehicle while officers were outside. He was allegedly struck at a low rate of speed. The Forensic Identification Service and other specialized officers are helping with the investigation and collecting evidence.